Welcome to Best Threesome Ever, a podcast discussing all things revolving around nerdy pop culture. Probably not what you were expecting, but it's just as fun. Now here are your hosts, Nick, Rob, and Kevin.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Best Threesome Ever. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I must be Kevin.
Yay! Sponsored by Mind's Eye Comics in Eagan.
Woo-hoo.
Yay! Hey, a couple new things. One, we're now on Google Play.
We sure are.
Yay.
We sure are.
And I still can't figure out why we can't get on iTunes. But
we're on Google Play.
Android's
better anyway.
It's true.
It is true. So I had a thought from last time.
Uh-oh.
So I know.
A dangerous pastime? I know.
So we had our $15 superhero teams, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, and
but I did finish writing the villain one.
Awesome.
I have it somewhere.
Maybe next episode, or if he posts it. But we had a lot of good responses from the $15 ones
from
people online. That was very cool. So thank you for doing that. A lot of good teams. Although Graham, apparently,
I didn't see Graham's. Now I hate myself.
What was Graham's?
I didn't. He only put four members on there, and I'm like, you need a fifth member. He's like, well, I suppose I'll take like Hulk for a dollar or whatever. Because I guess I blame myself
that's
that I didn't.
Solid impression.
Right. I blame myself because I didn't explain the rules that you needed one from each category. I didn't put that on there, so I don't really fault him, but it kind of was obvious that you needed five people, but
yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so I was thinking about that. So we picked our teams. So now let's say ours was a team and you had to kill off two of your members to make your best threesome ever out of our 15-hour team.
Going.
Yeah. Right. So if you had to take your team and just use three of them.
You'll have to remind me what my team was.
I will do that.
I honestly don't remember right now.
I will do that momentarily.
This was weeks ago.
Yeah, right? I should have prepped this a little bit better.
Maybe. In the meantime, I feel like we should try and do our best Graham impressions.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Graham. I couldn't resist.
Well, we didn't mention Graham.
Super rude.
So, Rob.
Super rude.
Yeah.
Your team was Batman, Shazam, Cable, Iron Man, and Deadpool.
Okay, Batman, Shazam, Cable, Iron Man, and Deadpool?
Correct.
Oh,
I mean, Cable.
Cable is the one I'd remove, but from there, God, that's a tough one.
Tough.
Kevin, do you need to remember who your team is?
It was Batman, Shazam. Yes.
Somebody named Wolverine.
Who?
Black Panther and Green Lantern.
Gotcha.
Ooh, yeah, no, I know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Who do you remove from that?
Ugh.
Like, if you remove Cable, like, that's all you lose is another gun. But then if you remove any of those other, maybe Deadpool?
And, like, I feel like Wolverine and Black Panther are pretty interchangeable on my team.
Yeah.
I feel like Wolverine has a bit more skill, but if I kill off Black Panther, that feels...
like Trump's America?
Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
Ugh.
Keep politics out of
yeah, that's... damn it.
Right. And my team was Nick Fury, Thor... Black Widow, Black Panther, and Deadpool. And I'm definitely keeping Thor and Deadpool.
I'm definitely keeping Batman.
Yeah, Batman for sure. We had the first two, Batman and Shazam, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and for me, it's like I have Thor and Deadpool, so I'm keeping those two, but then Black Widow, Black Panther, Nick Fury. Nick Fury I can live without, so get rid of him.
I think you could probably live without Black Widow, too, though.
But her espionage skills and her
I mean...
I feel so for mine. I feel like I have to keep Batman because he's definitely the leader. And then with Green Lantern and Shazam, one of those two could go because they're a little interchangeable because they're my super powered ones.
Yeah.
And then again, Black Panther and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you have to lose Black Panther.
I actually was gonna say Wolverine.
Really?
And here's why: because I feel like in order for them to be a cohesive unit, I feel Black Panther would respect Batman enough to follow his orders better than Wolverine would, and I think Black Panther would be a better teammate.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
This is why I didn't want to.
I think Green Lantern's more versatile than Shazam, so I'm gonna have to
stick with.
I'm
gonna have to
Green Lantern,
Batman,
Batman and Black Panther. Final answer.
Nice.
Okay, that's a good team. That's a good team.
All right. Ah, boy. So I'm losing Cable.
So you're losing.
I
Cable.
Know that.
See, Batman, Shazam, Iron Man, and Deadpool.
Batman, Shazam, Iron Man, and Deadpool. I think Oh, boy. You know what? I think I have to, for the same reason, in order to keep it more of a team player, I have two non-team players already. So if I have to lose one, I'm going to lose Iron Man and keep Deadpool.
I thought you were going to lose Deadpool and keep Iron Man.
That's what I thought.
I thought for sure you would keep it Batman, Shazam, and fucking Iron Man, which would be a hell of a team.
It would be a hell of a team, but I, you know, I feel like I have to
lose... You need somebody a little ruthless?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, because with if it's Batman, Shazam, and Iron Man, nobody's going to be willing to go that extra step.
I think Iron Man could.
But Deadpool will. Iron Man could... Deadpool will.
Truth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep Deadpool.
I'm Huey Lewis, and you've just heard the news.
Ah, sports.
Yeah, see, with me, so it's Thor and Deadpool, and then, because, like, with Nick Fury obviously being
like
gone.
Five people got that reference. Hang on.
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
And then Thor can take over as leader, because he's been a leader before, so no deals there. No big deal there. So I still have a leader. Deadpool, just because I need Deadpool. I need somebody who's... I already have a demigod and now a guy who can't get killed. So now it's between Black Widow and Black Panther. And
either way, you're...
Just like that Star Trek episode with the two crystals. Is it the girl or the black guy? Pick it. I just pulled out a real old reference up in that
bitch.
Yeah,
you did.
Because, I mean, I almost have to say I'm going to keep Black Widow because Black Panther is, you know, while he's strong and awesome and can kick ass, Black Widow can just do more.
And just like in the Star Trek episode, you killed off the black guy.
Because it's still okay.
Yeah, there were two red shirts. One was a white girl and a black guy, and they were turned into crystals. So it's like, you must choose one, and then he crushes the crystal, and then the other one reappears as a human again. And
I don't remember
the woman
this
was the one who lived. Yeah, very, very old episode.
I really don't remember that episode.
I could not tell you the rest of the episode. Since I was a young child, that scene has stuck with me.
Yeah. So my final answer is going to be Thor, Deadpool, and Black Widow.
That's not a bad team.
Not a bad team. Not a horrible team. So that's what I want to do. And I didn't prep these two. I told them that I wanted them to think about their teams.
Not even a little bit.
Nope, because I wanted to get an honest general reaction.
General reaction.
General reaction.
You're welcome.
Sorry. God damn it. I even hesitated a moment to give
you
time.
Did. I know.
Where do we want to go to next, John?
Oh my God, so many things, you guys!
Trailers?
Holy
trailers?
Shit!
Do we want to do trailers?
Let's do trailers.
Should we do the happy thing? We'll do the sad thing, and then the happy thing. Just talk about John Hurt a little bit. We have to.
We do have to talk.
We
about
do have
John
to talk
Hurt.
About John Hurt. He,
what a giant in the geek community!
Oh my
for
gosh,
sure.
He's given us so much.
I think it's only appropriate to really talk about his one and only appearance on Doctor Who. Well, technically two, but and three if you include archive footage. But
yeah, right.
But true. What a meaningful,
what a meaningful one episode
it was. Oof, they packed a lot into that episode.
It is
and he,
literally my
he
favorite.
Brought it. Ooh, did he bring it?
Oh yeah, we watched it last night because we just wanted to. We decided to stay in and get, you know, all acquainted with the homebody thing.
Yeah, I mean, of all the new age doctors, he definitely is the most grounded. He was very real. He was funny when he needed to be funny. He was kind of a cranky old man when he needed to be a cranky old man.
I loved it when he was a cranky old man. And it was wonderful because he was just sort of that good mix of Eccleston and McGann and then... another touch of something else because it feels like every doctor keeps a little bit of the doctor that they had previously and then the doctor after them always keeps a little so that
and I really feel like Capaldi really kind of brings up the most of him
of John Hurt
with a little bit of his cranky old man doctor bringing it back
but I think he keeps with that theory of keeping a little bit of the previous doctor. Mm-hmm. I would say the thing that Capaldi keeps the most of is really the joyfulness of Matt Smith at times, where he's just like
randomly playful.
Like randomly playful. It's a little mastermindy and it's a little, you know, admittedly gaslighty.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Gaslighty.
But no, John Hurt, the War Doctor, 8.5 or whatever you want to call him.
My Doctor.
Adorable. He brought a lot of new levels to like what you would consider the new series of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I was just reading through his IMDb page because I mean, tons and tons of movies that I obviously.
Oh God, know. Yeah.
If it, is it a movie? He was probably in it.
Probably. I didn't realize that he was the voice of Aragorn in the Lord of the Rings animated.
Animated the Ralph Bakshi.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just talking to Ian about those today, the tech producer of The Lair, for those who don't know, about how much I hated those
really?
Old... I hate them. I hate them so much. They're so hard for me to watch. I can't stand that drawn-over live-actor thing that they do in it.
It's, yeah.
It hurts my soul in how lazy it is.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of that. The first, Hobbit one, which is the only... I didn't really remember watching the Lord of the Rings ones, but I did watch
The Hobbit.
Scared the shit out of me as a kid.
I loved it.
Scared
loved
me.
It as a kid.
Scared me. Oh, I loved it too. I just, the ending part with the wool, I don't know. I was a little kid. It scared me.
I get that.
Obviously, Alien and his cameo role, and again, with the same thing in Spaceballs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. History World Part 1. I mean,
great cameo.
Yeah. I was going to say that scene from Alien is considered one of the greatest scenes in film history.
Unbelievable.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's great. Yeah. And obviously, you know.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. You're talking about the Spaceballs one, right?
Of course, yeah. No, that's the one I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to point out for those paying attention at home, keeping score, I haven't sung. Kevin sung twice.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. True story.
I'm feeling sing-songy today.
I noticed.
He was in a TV series that I used to watch, The Storyteller. I used to love that. I used to love watching him in that. He was kind of the storyteller. He was the guy reading the book. That's where I first really remember seeing him when I was a kid. And then obviously, you know, growing up, seeing him in other movies, and then
Bad Guy in V for Vendetta, amazing movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it! Why am I?
Yeah,
Sutler?
I'm blanking on it too.
Is it Sutter or Sutler?
I'm looking.
He's looking. Processing. Processing.
Sutler. S U T L E R.
Sutler. Yeah.
Yeah, Sutler, and then obviously Harry Potter. He was
Ollivander.
Ollivander, yeah,
he's very good.
Hellboy 2, Professor.
Yeah,
Or Hellboy.
Another big one you're both missing though. 1984.
Yep, it was in 1984.
Yeah, which is really, frankly, just a little ironic for the times.
A little bit, especially given the difference between his character in 1984 and his character in V for Vendetta.
Yeah, there's that too. But he actually did a reading of 1984 a few years later, like actually only a few years ago now.
Really?
In which he did a reading and he played Big Brother.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. I knew he was nominated for Academy Awards, never won any. The Elephant Man, Midnight Express, won Golden Globes.
Yep.
Fucking crime.
BAFTA Awards, Australian Awards.
Yeah.
Berlin Awards, stuff like that. British Film Institute Awards.
Oh, I didn't realize this, but the movie 1984 actually came out in 1984.
Yes.
What?
I just wasn't aware.
What?
Yes. But I believe it was based off the book, which was not written in 1984.
Also, I would really like you to use this photo of John Hurt for the cover.
Which one?
That one right there.
The one with the crazy handlebar mustache?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Hell, I approve.
Done and done.
Yeah. Folks are going to see this picture, and it's amazing. It's my favorite. It's a weird Salvador Dali style-esque mustache that he's got going on with just quintessential John Hurt all over. It's right. It's wonderful.
So, yeah. So, very very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
In the past few years, he's sort of taken on these roles of, like, sort of the wise old wizardy type.
It's because he looked like a wise old wizardy type.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What?
I just love it. I was very much in love with his voice. One of those voices that I just love to hear.
Yeah. I'm with you completely.
So, as sad as that is, we should move on.
Move on? Hooray. Yeah.
So, a couple things.
Trailers. Oh, do I want to talk about trailers?
Well, one that we haven't talked about yet, the Alien Covenant trailer came out a while ago. The new Alien movie.
Yeah, it did. And so, yeah, moving on.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yep. Good deal.
Bad happened.
Yeah.
All right, I'll probably see it.
Give us another trailer, Nick. Give us another one that we can ignore fucking completely so we can get to the ones we care about.
Jesus Christ.
You're fired. Get the fuck out.
So
no, seriously, you're fired. Get the fuck out. I'm kidding. Not really.
Wow. It's a roller coaster for right? you today.
Well, I can't tell.
Well, you know, some days. So, yeah, other trailers. I know I said trailers. I forgot to write them down. So
okay.
What trailers would you guys like to talk about?
All right. I'll give you a second, Kevin. I will name it, and then maybe you should step back from the mic. Power Rangers.
So I'm excited about this movie.
Oh, my God. It looks so good.
So this trailer, and Rob absolutely pointed out.
Yeah, I did.
He pointed out I am absolutely 100% wrong, not about the look of Alpha 5, but
because he still looks like a dick saucer.
He looks exactly like a saucer with dick eyes. But about how lame he would be in that particular form. And maybe that's because he only got like a split second shot of him, but it definitely was not bad. And it definitely, Bill Hader doing the voice is definitely fitting.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely fitting for a dick saucer.
Actually, you know the part of that trailer?
I almost made Nick spit out his beer. Point.
You know the part of that trailer that actually underwhelmed me? Relatively, anyways, because the whole trailer was amazing. Bryan Cranston as Zordon.
Yes.
I was a little underwhelmed.
We'll see how it goes in the final product. I
don't know how I feel about, you know, the metal pincushion wall look.
You mean the
Matrix-y wall type thing?
I was gonna say the landscape device from the X-Men movies.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, we'll see how it goes. It was definitely. I mean. The floating head in the tube definitely, I don't think, would have worked out as well. They had to come up with something.
Needed to be updated.
Interesting. It would have been my first choice, but, you know, it's cool.
Things happen.
But events transpired.
Also, just a slight irksome moment for me. Mm-hmm. When they finally get to the Zords, it felt a little Michael Bay-ish.
A little bit, yeah. But
I bumped on it. That's it. Like, I bumped on it, and I'm like, ugh. All right, I really hope you do better than that. But
I think it's interesting that while they're in the Zords, their masks are retracted.
Yeah.
And so it kind of Rita-ish.
Yeah.
And with all the points and the...
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
I hope it's more of like a visibility thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
oh, absolutely. You know, like, I hope so. But you would think that with the masks on, they would have like a cool HUD thing.
But I don't think you would need... I don't like, think in the Zord...
Stark.
In the Zord, you would need it because they would have your
I suppose
own,
the screen would have some big future-y things. So yeah. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
You'll notice that the Pink Ranger, and definitely did in the show, and they really show in this trailer how many steps above everyone else she is, because she gets the flying one.
Yeah.
She gets this awesome freaking spaceship, and everybody else is just a low ground runner. But
yep.
I mean...
Still...
Oh, super good. Cool. The Megazord is interesting looking. I didn't hate the fact that they used Kanye. It was pretty cool. I like that the putties are actually made of like rocks and ground.
Yeah.
And, so they're more like, they kind of have like a clay face thing going on.
Yeah.
And like
and Goldar.
And that's a lot of gold.
Yeah. I mean, you can't...
I just kind of went, huh, that's a thing. So obviously not the blue Egyptian lion creature from the show. He's right. now
no,
more
but...
of a gold golem.
Yeah, but again,
but we'll see what happens.
There's a running theme for all of these trailers for me, and all of the information that's come out about this movie is that every time they come out with something new, they defy my expectations and make me feel better.
What really made me feel, excuse me, I'm fucking burping over here. Jesus. What made me feel good about it was that the first trailer really made it. Really give it a Chronicle vibe, which I love Chronicle, but I didn't want to just see Chronicle again. And this one absolutely set it apart and showed, no, this is there's fighting robots and all sorts of clearly, bullshit going on.
Yeah,
I love it. But it got me super hyped when, you know, during Power and you used to see all five of them walking up the stairs mm-hmm. together. I was like, fuck me, yes, God, yes.
Right? The hero walk is...
Oh, awesome. God, the hero walk.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that there was one other little thing I bumped on. When they land in the pool and they're all glowing.
Right.
And Billy's like, I'm blue. And then Asian Zach goes, I'm black. No, you're not. I am. It's just like, I feel like I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be offended here.
I don't think you are.
I don't think I am, but I was just like, It was just enough for me to go.
It made me chuckle.
Did you just trigger my PC?
There's two things that kind of were brought to my attention during this trailer. The first one being that I think the character I'm most interested in is the Yellow Ranger, Trini.
Hmm. Yeah.
With her little brothers and the pee in that cup.
They're bringing
most humanity to this character. They're who they're really showing me I need to be interested in.
Yeah.
And the other thing is how much the new Jason looks, and I think we may have talked about this the last podcast, how much he looks like the old Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
like
really
it,
does.
It freaks me out sometimes. He looks a lot like the old Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That said, I think he looks great.
Oh, absolutely.
They all look great, really. They all look spectacular.
I'm insanely stoked for this movie. My inner 10-year-old is losing his goddamn mind. I'm pretty sure that trailer hit me so hard that it went back in time through the space-time continuum and I had my first orgasm.
Jeez.
You're welcome, Earth.
Coincidentally, he happened to be watching the original Power Rangers for the very first time when he went back in time.
Absolutely. It went back to that moment. He just went back to the
9-year-old Kevin just splooged all over himself. He's confused and a little ashamed.
What
just
happened? And also proud.
Into a sock.
Shall we move on to the other light in our life?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking A, Logan. Using Kaleo's Way Down We Go. Fucking, these trailers are killing it one after the other.
With music and everything. Oh, God. Yeah. First it was Johnny Cash. Now it's Kaleo. Like,
Yeah.
God damn it. And so it's
I'll work your arm, you work my arm.
So it's nice that we have more than just a probable theory. It is confirmed she is X-23.
Yeah.
We saw her claws come out, her going fucking ape shit.
Also
Professor X cursing. Patrick Stewart dropping an F-bomb. It was like that was as awkward for me as when I heard Morgan Freeman say, "Shoot this motherfucker," and Wanted. Same level of weirdness for me.
Because it's just like a slap in the face for a moment. You're like, didn't expect that. Okay. Cool.
It was kind of a slap in the face, but it wasn't because of
Blunt. Yeah, but it's like
Blunt.
Getting slapped in the face with boobies.
Right, I'm with you, but it was one. You're kind of used.
It's startling, but you love it at the end.
If you watch Blunt, he swears in Blunt.
Oh yeah, I know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not even just a Patrick Stewart thing.
It's Professor X.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, double ledge rudder. Y'all can go fuck yourself.
Sorry that Rob and I are having so many moments today, Nick. I'll try and have some moments.
Whatever. No, it's cool. Just leave me out of all your little bro moments. It's cool. I mean, this is the best threesome ever. Clearly, it's a twosome with somebody in the corner just jerking off. So,
I mean, would it not be?
Wow.
Kinda. I don't know how the triple Dutch rudder works.
You could make it work. You'd have to.
Hold on.
Everybody can do the same.
So I work that arm. Yes. You work that arm. He works that arm. Yeah. We can make this work.
You can definitely make it work. All right. Thank you.
Just give plenty of warning, okay? It's someone's gonna go rogue.
Yeah, you gotta kind of row together. Stroke together.
So the Logan trailer.
No, I'm sorry. I'm stuck back now. Like, who's gonna be the crewmaster?
And stroke, Ian.
Oh, poor Ian. Does he get to be involved?
So
story of his life.
So the Logan trailer. Still not much on the villain. We're still not seeing. It's just a lot of Logan being.
I love the broody. And here's the thing. I love the feel of this whole sort of road trip through Mad Max land.
Yeah, it really feels like this movie really brings definition to third time's the charm.
Right.
Right. Well, hopefully.
They could fuck it up. They could definitely fuck it up. But
I'll be honest. The Wolverine trailer is gorgeous. It's very pretty.
And we can talk about trailers that have been outstanding and the movie's been total shit.
Right. We do know that the home,
anything for No Man's Sky.
Right. And we do know that the enemy is Caliban.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do know that.
And he's being played by Stephen Merchant?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Cool.
Which I'm kind of excited to see. It kind of sounds good.
Yeah.
Super good.
Super good.
We'll see.
Super good.
Super good. Oh. But yeah, the Logan trailer does look awesome. I'm hoping that, and I'm sure it will, that if this, I think, one, that they're going for the rated R, since they're going for the rated R thing, and if this is truly going to be the last Wolverine movie, I think probably Hugh Jackman said, let's fucking do it and give it to them. Give them what they want.
Cuckoo bananas.
Yeah.
Okay, are you both convinced that this is the last Hugh Jackman Wolverine?
Yeah.
Appearance?
I think so.
Appearance? No.
Thank you.
Is it the last Wolverine?
Last full feature film? Yes, I agree.
If anything, I think it'll be, he's got it, with all the everything that's happening, he's got to do a fucking, he will do a cameo in Deadpool. Even if it's just fucking funny.
It's at this point, and there's a bit of news we need to talk about, maybe, the rumor. Who Cable might be.
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm okay with it.
No, yep. I'm not.
Love it.
Nope.
Love it. Oh, God, he'd be perfect. His post... Okay, so it's Pierce Brosnan, folks. And his post-Bond career has been quirky and delightful.
It's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. I don't...
Thomas Crown Affair.
Yep. Ugh.
I never thought I would get tired of seeing a woman's breasts, but I sure did.
Yep.
I was like, all right, Russo, let's put them away.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Right.
I have a problem with him being Cable, because Cable is supposed to be big and
like, yeah, he's supposed to be this just jacked dude.
I'm not, like, that doesn't bother me. That never has. I mean, for crying out loud, Wolverine's supposed to be 5'3", and Hugh Jackman sure as fuck isn't.
No, he's clearly 6'2".
Thor is supposed to be about 600 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth ain't that. Yeah, I'm much not leaner concerned about than, size as much as I am how much he can take up a room. Now, if we wanted somebody who was big and jacked and gray and kind of a sass monster, they should have gotten Kevin fucking Nash.
Yeah, that's what that was my vote. Yeah.
Or Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
But we know that Pierce Brosnan can be tongue-in-cheek. We know he can be a badass. We know he knows his way around a fucking gun. I think depending upon how they do it, like even if they put him in like a kind of a big dude suit.
Right. Yeah.
And if they go super meta, we do know he does comedy. We've seen him do comedy. Well, Mrs. Doubtfire. Specifically.
Yes, absolutely. We know, like I said, we know he can do tongue-in-cheek and be kind of cutesy, and we know he can do that.
And if
I'm
he
not
goes
worried
super
about
meta,
that.
We can maybe get a musical number out of him.
Right? Deadpool musical please, number. Deadpool 2, have a musical number. Please!
I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
After the musical number and
that's
Killing
one
Joke.
Way to get, no. That's one way to get Hugh Jackman.
I love the musical number and Killing Joke. Fuck you!
What about the musical number in Ghostbusters? Come on.
Those were dance numbers more than they were musical numbers.
But didn't they do like the musical number version? Or I remember seeing something.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, like the outtakes or whatever. Anyways.
You're welcome for those series of noises.
Well, maybe that's where Hugh Jackman comes in. Maybe he does. Maybe they are doing a musical number. And
yeah,
Hugh Jackman
that's what I'm hoping for. If they do a musical number in Deadpool 2. Pierce Brosnan and Hugh Jackman doing a jaunty duet.
I just keep thinking of The Night at the Museum, the second one, or is it the third one? It's the third one where they go to the British Museum and they run in on Camelot, where Lancelot runs into Camelot, and it's Hugh Jackman as King Arthur, and he's like, "Oh, it's not real, mate, it's not real." And then he's like, "All right, come on, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, he's doing his Wolverine thing." He's
like, it was very cute. Like,
that's what I want in Deadpool. I want something like that. I don't know why. It would be horrible, but that's what I. Anyways, sorry.
Anyways, I'm looking through his. Oh, that's right. He was Chiron in Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
I'm looking through his filmography. Pierce Brosnan's. Yes.
The centaur.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was the centaur. He was also in The November Man.
Yeah.
Which was not great, but
wasn't that his not James Bond movie?
Yeah, obviously not James Bond film. Yeah. But he was in Mamma Mia, and I actually didn't hate... I don't hate him in that, and I realize I'm in the minority of that.
You are.
Yeah. Most people consider Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia the same as... The Gladiator and
Russell Crowe
from
in Les Miserables. Yeah.
Yeah,
Les Miserables.
I don't like Mamma Mia the musical, so I don't like that whole thing altogether. That's the only reason.
Oh, okay.
I just not one of those. Everybody loves. It's one of those musicals that everybody loves that I hate.
Like
Oklahoma.
Ugh. Or Rent for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate Mamma Mia. It's a throwaway. Like I can sit down and watch it. Don't have to pay attention. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's if it was on and somebody else was watching it and I was in the same room, I wouldn't hate my life.
Right.
Yeah. But if Rent was, I would.
So well, just yeah, so you know where it is in the hierarchy. That movie version is fucking awful.
It's a movie version of Rent. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah. It's terrible.
But those both those movies come out in March, correct? Logan and Power Rangers, as well as a couple of pretty big video games. Like March is going to be a big month. Yeah. March is going to be pretty redonk.
March 3rd.
March 3rd for Logan.
And I think like the 20th. maybe the 10th for Power
for
Rangers.
For Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Why do I want to say it's the 17th?
Don't know.
I don't think I'm right about that, but I want to say it's the 17th. Hang on. I'll find it here.
24th. I was right originally. 24th.
Yeah. So March. It's going to be the start of the spring movie thing.
Yeah.
Not quite summer blockbusters, but the start of the summer blockbuster season.
Super excited.
So there is a theory that Goldar is basically going to be Rita's Zord. She's gonna summon him from the ground, and basically, and it'll envelop her because she has a lot of gold going on in her.
Yeah, she does,
with her staff and all that. So that's not a bad theory.
Yeah. Here it says she creates the monster Goldar.
Well, I assume that.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of it like enveloping her, kind of like a mech.
Right.
Oh sure.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh okay.
So she can combat. Yeah, I get it.
So she has more of a hands-on than the original incarnation right. of.
And kind of going on with the movie thing. So, Star Wars Episode 8 got its name, was released.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Last Jedi.
Let's talk about that. There have been theories abound ever since it was.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everything from the fact of why is it red to, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, Luke's dying. There, Luke's dying. I don't.
So, yes, I believe The Last Jedi. And so, should we do theories?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do theories. So I do not for a second think that Rey is the last Jedi. I think it is specifically referring to Luke for several reasons. One, in the scroll of Force Awakens, it says the last Jedi, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Like it refers to him as that by title, and Yoda says, "When last of the Jedi will you be?" That kind of a thing. He's called the last Jedi many, many times. So I just think it's going to be a very Luke-focused film.
Or at least in title.
At least in title. But I think he's going to be very important. Just like he was, you know, the plot point of the first one. I think he'll have a very deep role in this one. If not, you know, it'll still focus on new trio.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be a very much the Obi-Wan of this movie.
Or the Yoda.
And I don't think he's going to die.
I don't think
he will. But I think it will reinforce the fact that he is the last of the Jedi. I think Rey is going to be something else. I think he will train her to be not so white and black about the Force.
To be a gray Jedi.
That's racist.
Basically a gray Jedi or Jedi, or I think they were called in the extended books.
Okay.
Where, you know, it's okay to have emotion. It's okay to be a human fucking being.
Yeah.
But still, you know, have the Force. Just be a good person. You know, help people. Don't be a dick like my little asshole nephew.
Right.
Who killed my best friend.
Right.
But spoiler alert.
I was going to say, do you think he knows that Han is dead? But he probably does, because Force probably told him.
Because Force.
Because midichlorians
sure he felt
probably
it.
Told him.
I'm absolutely sure he
Well, he absolutely
it.
Did. Leia did.
Well,
so.
She had some Han in her, so of course she would feel it. She's felt plenty of Han, if you know what I'm saying.
She's also felt Han's Force a few times.
I'm just saying because they were friends and like.
But yes, so I think and so I think this will be about Luke training Rey and Finn to be a new kind of Jedi. Yes, I believe Finn is Force sensitive. Nobody could have held their own against somebody who was trained with a lightsaber without some kind of Force,
or just even picked up a lightsaber and used it to any degree, even against a stormtrooper.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, the only time
I don't
Han,
know. I honestly don't know.
Because even when Han, I mean, picked up
all he did was cut open a tauntaun that was lying there. But, no, I believe Finn to be Force sensitive. So I think it's about him training them, and Bo just kind of jerks off in the corner. I don't know.
Neat.
Neat. But I don't think he's going to die. Not yet. I he'll probably die in the third one. I want... I don't know. I want a lot of things from this movie that, you know, who knows what we're going to get. But I don't believe he's going to bite the dust quite yet. I mean, of course, he's confirmed for being... And I had kind of a very... lighthearted argument with somebody about, they're like, oh, but he's cast in the third one, so he can't die. I'm like, well, you know, he could still die and still be in Obi-Wan style. Yeah. But he's like,
Alec Guinness like, was also cast in all three
and
that, films.
And here's what I said. They're like, but he's been confirmed that he'll be acting in them. I'm like, so was Alec Guinness.
Right. And actually, Han Solo is actually going to be in the second one. So he is, and he's dead already.
He's and I don't contracted know
to be in the second
flashbacks,
one.
Flashbacks, or if he comes back as a robot, or
robot Han Solo.
Robot Han Solo. Yes!
Or you're just going to play your dead body laying on the ground.
Blade Runner Han Solo.
He's a replicant.
Oh, yay!
Yay, but boo! But yay!
And I'm assuming it'll be a flashback.
Nick, your theories?
Well, I agree with what a lot of people are saying. Everybody's like, oh, Luke's going to die, blah, blah, blah. Well, Jedi does not... yes, it can be used as a singular. It can also be used as a plural. And kind of like, and I had to go double check before we started recording, but Yoda says, last of the Jedi you will be, meaning you are not the last. You're not like the last samurai or last of the Mohicans. You are the last, you know, last of the Jedi. There are more out there. You're just the only trained actual Jedi. So, and I agree with you, Kevin. I don't think Luke is going to necessarily die in this one. I think that would, it would be too early, I think.
Way too early.
For him to die. But it would push Rey's character, and if he doesn't die in this one, he'll definitely die early in Episode 9. So, and I think...
I don't want it to be early. I think his death would be a very meaningful end to the trilogy.
I agree, but I think it has to be... It has to push Rey's character to do something, because that's how the story arcs have gone in the Star Wars universe. Granted, those are Luke's... Those were George Lucas storylines, and now it's different. So perhaps they will keep them together and happy ending.
Conventional wisdom suggests that it would be mid second act.
Yeah. So I don't know, and I don't know that I don't know how I would feel if he died in this one, or if he died early in Episode 9, or if he lived altogether. I don't really have a feeling one way or another about it yet. But I think it's him and being reluctant to train, kind of like Yoda was, and I think it's just last of the Jedi, meaning. He's going to be reluctant to train only because of what happened last time. And will Rey train as a Jedi? Well, she kind of has to at this point, I feel. she found him. So, I don't know. I don't know. I agree that she will be trained to some degree. Finn either will be trained or he will learn to use his powers better, but not quite be a Jedi, not have the lightsaber, but learn to use his force sensitivity better. And maybe, I don't know, because it's hard to say, okay, so let's say you kill Kylo Ren in the second movie, well, what do you do for the third one? I mean, where do you progress? You can't, you know, Darth Vader was in all three, and he died in the third act, so what do you do for an enemy? What do you do with the...
I don't think they'll kill...
Kylo Ren? You don't think they'll kill him?
No.
Because, and he's still got the...
He's got all that redemption he needs to do.
Right, but there's that. But then, I mean, see Snoke, and who knows what else Snoke has up his sleeve. So they're gonna, at some point, going to have to go see Snoke. And then his followers, Ren's followers. The
Knights of Ren.
Knights of Ren. So obviously there's something there. And I don't know. It'll be interesting. But I don't think it's the last of the Jedi, meaning Luke's going to die. I think it's the last Jedi. You found the last Jedi.
That's what the whole movie's going to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be a longer extended Empire Strikes Back.
So, my theory. Are you ready? Get ready. Get on the edge of your seats here.
Everyone dies, and there's just a completely new cast in the third one. Boom, roasted.
It's better than what I had. All right. So, here's my theory. I don't fucking care.
What do you mean?
I don't want to sit here and theorize and guess and wonder what the hell the title's about. I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
I want them to explain it in the film. I want to see a trailer. God damn it!
You'll probably get one soon.
Sure. Why not?
Rob, that's literally what we do here on Best Place Ever. We theorize about Star Wars movies. You bitch.
I know, but in this particular case, I'm just like, I everyone else went, oh, what the hell could the Last Jedi mean? What does it mean? Is Luke die? Does Luke die? Luke dies. Luke dies. I'm like, guys, chill.
Yeah, the internet went a little
chill.
Cuckoo
bananas with it. For one, you've been a little cranky since November, so it's time for a nap. it's time for a nap. But getting up in arms about the title of the film. Wow. Come on, you guys.
Dude, that's literally all we do is Star Wars news. As soon as there's a title, we're like, what? That's what's going to happen until the end of fucking Star Wars time.
I know.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, if there will ever be a Star Wars time.
And it will delight me until, you know, I'm in my grave. But at the same time, I'm just like, you know, the title doesn't give me enough to go on. It doesn't help me theorize enough for me personally.
Right.
So I hope your guys' predictions, at least some of them, come true. I want a trailer. Yeah. This name reveal just made me want a trailer more than a fucking name reveal.
Yeah,
gotcha. So to summarize, Kevin, new school of thought to the new Jedi Order. Nick's school of thought, this is just, they're just talking about the three new Jedi Bromigos. Rob's train of thought, who gives a shit?
Fuck bitches, get money.
Right.
Yes.
Fuck bitches get
disregard women, acquire currency. Got it.
So, oh, I love Kevin's thesaurusness. That's right. That's a new superlative. I used it. Live with it. I was going to say also, there was a little thing online, and if you have the DVD version, you see, or I don't know if you see it on the DVD. Anyways, the deleted scene with Chewbacca ripping the arm off of somebody finally.
Did we talk about this?
No, it just came out. Oh, it just dropped after our last episode. It was a little sneak trailer of he at the little bar that they're in, and Chewbacca walks in, and dude gets in Rey's face, and Chewbacca comes through and rips off dude's arm, and I don't know. It's like,
I'm glad
I
they
see
cut
why.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I see why they cut it. It doesn't make any sense. It kind of.
There's no point.
It's a hiccup in the flow of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I like to see Chewie rip somebody's arm off. That was cool. I would have much rather seen like a couple stormtroopers.
Right?
Yeah, it would have been much like, honestly, that scene in Empire in the cave.
Yep.
That scene sort of brought the whole momentum of the movie to just a screaming halt.
In Empire with the cave?
Yeah.
Luke's vision?
Luke's vision where he cuts off the head and it's him and it's like, oh! Which, and then they never, like, discuss what that could mean ever again. Yeah. I know it's supposed to kind of point to the fact that Vader is his father and he has to defeat him to become a Jedi, but he has to get over his own demons, but, like, none of that is even, you just have to kind of go on your own to figure that out. It's, in my opinion, the one flaw in Empire. I hate that scene.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I see, but I think he had to go on the hero's quest. You know,
It wasn't even a hero's quest. It was 2 seconds in a cave with a thing that didn't happen.
The vision quest. Yeah, the vision quest.
He had his Young Guns peyote moment, and that's it.
You're
welcome for that poll.
Fuck.
Young Guns 2, actually.
No, I'm sorry. Young Guns 2.
Jesus.
Oh, no, that is Young Guns 1.
Thank you. I knew it was Young Guns. I don't know why you were...
I had to remember the dude with the shotgun. Yeah.
Jesus.
And that leads to the funny part where Emilio Estevez is riding backwards on a horse.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Emilio!
I like anything he's in. Okay, I like almost anything he's in.
I was going to say that...
I was like, okay, Men at Work.
No, that was pretty good, actually.
Oh, cool, good for you.
I
was thinking Repo Man.
That was
The 1982?
Yeah. Okay. It was not good.
Where he's...
Free Jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Boom.
I forgot about
there
Free
it
Jack.
Is. That's the yeah. one. I have that on DVD.
Sorry you spent money on that.
I did not.
Better. No, what I was going to say is that, while I kind of agree with you that it was kind of the slowdown point of Empire, and it's kind of weird and kind of lets you guess your own thing, but that's that whole story, and what I love about Star Wars the most is that all of the different story archetypes that, you know, New Hope, Empire, and Jedi all follow about, you know, the hero's journey and these things happening, very classic storytelling archetypes. And mm-hmm.
fits him to a T. And the foreshadowing that Lucas does, whether it be in music or a little something you see.
When you accidentally name a track on the soundtrack to a movie that right. is called The Death of This Character
right.
before yeah. the movie is actually released.
Yes, exactly.
We call that accidental foreshadowing.
Right.
Wait, which was this?
In Star Wars, the Phantom Menace. Yeah. One of the tracks on the soundtrack is called The Death of Qui-Gon. And you're like, oh, well, thanks for that, dick.
Yeah. I pissed my friend Austin off extremely bad. He stopped listening to soundtracks before movies came out. But yeah, but that's what I love about it. And that's kind of why I can let that scene go.
Yeah.
In Empire.
Hmm.
You seem not amused.
Kevin? Are you all right over there?
I'm just tired, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Long weekend.
Fair enough.
It's been a long weekend.
What else we got?
Well, what else do we have? Well, any other movie previews you want to discuss? I just had one last little thing that I wanted to discuss. Any other movie previews you've
got? I can't think of one.
I don't think so.
Right. What do you guys think about, in this, only because something came out recently, but like ridiculous video games that are being released. And I'm not talking about like time-wasting ones like on your phone. I'm talking like actual console games. The two in particular. One, there's a new game.
Fuck you, I'm a PC gamer.
Oh, one is called like The Floor is Lava, where literally you're running around in the floor is lava and you have to jump from thing to thing and blah, blah, blah.
That sounds like one of the PSN or Xbox Arcade games.
Or you can go online and play it. It's playhotlava.com. Go there and you can play it.
Sounds awful.
Right. And then there's another gun. There's another game that's got really no point to it, but you can play as a cat. And you're a cat running around a city.
I've seen that, and I have no interest in it.
Right. But I mean, like, what do you think about games like that? Do you think, why do they make them?
They're time wasting fun. Like, yeah. It's like that stupid
Lemmings,
like Goat Simulator and like, they're just time wasting games. Now there's plenty of, big budget games that are kind of drenched in ridiculousness. Like a game I'm very much looking forward to, which is Horizon Zero Dawn.
I was going to say any Saints Row game.
Oh, God, I love the Saints Row games.
But they're all drenched in ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's why they're fun.
Yeah. No, I know.
But no, like, and the indie market on, like the Xbox Arcade and the PlayStation Network are just saturated in weird, ridiculous games. Mm-hmm. There's a one where it's like Bikini Rocket or something like that. Yeah, and you're just a girl in a bikini, and you're riding a rocket, but it's basically like Flappy Bird.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a...
I must find
Do you think these games fall in the same genre of like Lemmings and Leisure Suit Larry?
No, not at all, because Lemmings was strategy and Leisure Suit Larry was...
Just trying to get laid.
Well, just trying to get laid, but it was very story-driven. Like, yeah. it was part of the golden age of Sierra, if you will.
Right.
Leisure Suit Larry, King's Quest, yep. Space Quest, my personal fucking favorite.
I played a lot of King's Quest.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, I love them, except for the fucking last one with the lemon sorbet. Fuck that game. But it was also done by a completely different studio and had nothing to do with the other ones. But for me, the Space Quest games, like they shaped me as a sci-fi fan.
I can see. I understand that. I see that. Now.
I loved Roger Wilco, this underdog like space janitor who keeps getting pushed into greatness, just whether he wants to or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're funny and they're tongue in cheek and like the Nukem Dukem robots level that took me forever to fucking beat, but when I did, I
felt satisfied.
I fucking broke my keyboard. I was so excited. I was like, fuck yeah!
Oh no, I broke the keyboard.
Imagining how that goes is just yeah.
Oh, so proud of myself.
I just imagine him snapping it over his knee or something.
Yup.
And then being all sad, Kevin, because he broke the keyboard.
Oh, we had like 20 of them.
I was about to say, and then he just unplugs it, plugs in a new one. Because that's how it runs in my book. And then you see him throw it away in the trash, and there's like three or four broken keyboards in there.
But no, the Sierra games back then were outstanding. And I actually have downloaded and I'm looking forward to playing. I haven't had the chance to yet. But the new King's Quest game, very much, I believe it's kind of almost like the Telltale adventure kind of ones. But I think there's a little bit more of the side-scrolling walking than, the other ones were. Hmm. But no, there's a new King's Quest game, and it has King Graham has always been the main character of these games. Well, it started out as Prince Graham, and then he
right.
and he became king, and but that. But he's voiced by Christopher Lloyd.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's basically him telling his grandson about his adventures as a squire, and then squire, knight, yeah. and then. So very cool. I definitely can't wait to play them. But no, I wouldn't put those in the same category as these, you know, stupid, ridiculous time waster games. Those are, which are just, I would consider a step above a mobile game. Which I don't get into those.
I've never played it. But what's that fucking circle game and the dots that people play on their phones all the fucking time?
Color splooge.
Yeah,
my squiggly splooge.
Nobody will get that squiggly spooge. But
actually,
until the gag reel comes out.
I was gonna say if anyone watches Invader Zim, you'll get it. That's where it came from.
Is it? Yeah, oh my god! It came from. I was so bewildered and angry.
Isn't that a movie?
No, it's a show.
A TV show.
Invader Zim.
Yeah. So just to clarify for those that don't understand,
kid over here.
We were filming a scene last weekend for the lair. And I had to do an off-screen line, and for whatever the line is, "Ow, my face!"
Not the face.
No, ow, my face!
Yeah, my face! And that was the line. And I hope we can go back and do it again because I'd like to do a few ADR takes of that.
Sure.
See if we can do something interesting with it. But for whatever reason, my brain went rogue.
this bitch rogue? Went maverick.
Yeah,
my brain went rogue and goes, "Oh, my squiggly spooge!" And for whatever reason, like as soon as I said it, I was like, "Fuck!
Why would I do that?"
Yeah. And Kevin, bless your heart, was standing right next to me, and he just the look on Kevin's face was amazing. It was like flash of anger, pity.
Because
he could see it on my face.
That is correct.
He was like, "Why the fuck?" Oh, he knows he fucked up.
Because the reason why it was a flash of anger first is Rob kind of has a tendency to go rogue.
Yeah, what? But usually
he goes off script a bit, and which is fine. I love it. But sometimes he has the tendency to say things that he shouldn't say. Like, "You don't look frumpy in that at all." Be nice. Be nice to her. Dick.
Yeah, well.
I can't.
I got tears in my eyes. Jesus.
I can't wait till people can finally see this and then see our outtake reel.
Oh, God. The outtake reel will just be me and Eric side by side.
No, we had a lot of outtakes today.
There were some good ones today.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was. Yeah, there was, and I'm sure there are, Nick. I don't know if you've caught it, but there's a couple of them when, like, in the background, I'm always, a couple of the outtakes that we've had, I've been acting funny. Funny faces. Anyways.
And by funny,
I don't know. I'm just, all of a sudden, became tired.
Okay. Might have been that beer you drank.
Any nerd grabs for the week, you guys?
I got nothing.
No, not really. My nerdy tattoos, but that's about it.
I invested in a new MMO that I've been kicking around getting for a while. It's
okay.
It's an Asian MMO, and very much stylized in Asian. And a lot of the classes are very martial arts.
But very
thing.
JRPG.
No, it's still kind of your. I actually haven't played it yet. I just created a couple of characters because that's my favorite part. But
of course,
no. It's like. But there's, you know, the classes are kind of all over the place, but, like, all the classes are gender-specific. The witch is only female, the sorceress is only female, the berserker is only male. But there's, like, a ninja and a kunoichi, so there's usually, like, a male-female version of each class. But there's a couple of specialty classes that is only male or only female.
Okay.
So there's, like, a valkyrie, which is kind of their paladin.
Right, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Since, for some reason, Japan is, like, obsessed with Nordic
they really
mythos,
are.
And I don't mind, because I love Nordic mythos. Valkyrie is, like, my, for lack of a better term, spirit animal. I love Valkyries. I've always been fascinated by Valkyries. I'm trying to get some kind of Valkyrie tattoo. But
right.
Like, if this was Harry Potter, my Patronus would be a fucking Valkyrie. Can you imagine a better thing to go up against a Dementor than a goddamn Valkyrie? They're like total opposites. Anyway, that's a discussion for another day. Anyway, character creation is some of the best I've ever experienced.
Really?
You get a lot of say in the features. Now, a lot of ones where you get pinpoint feature specifications it's too complicated or too, like, the fine tuning is so much that you end up with a blob for a face. Mm-hmm. But the way they do it is they have highlighted areas that you can take and kind of pull where you want. Huh. And so all the characters look, you know, by default very Asian, but with, you know, a few drags and choosing different eyes and that kind of thing, you can make them look any race. I mean, like, the problem with a lot of MMOs is, like, if you wanted to make, like, a black character, they just look like a white character who's been colored in brown. Yeah. But, like, you can actually give them, you know, a wider nose. A better mouth. You can, you know, shape the forehead. And so you can actually give them more features that closer resemble the different races.
Sure. Kind of like in Star Trek, you can actually, the online game, you can very much change the face the way that you
and
want
that's,
it.
But that's a slider. And this one has both a slider and click drag.
Oh, really?
Highlighted, oh, okay. Like, it highlights areas of their faces that you can take and then kind of shift.
Oh.
And it's the way it's very smooth in how it does it. And I was very, very impressed. And, of course, you can make their tushy a little higher and their breasts a little bigger. And
is it hard to get their... Of course, if you do one cheek, I mean, do they have a leveling line?
You can click
one cheek so that it's just a little higher than the other.
That's the thing. You can click
like it's always being grabbed
to be auto-symmetrical, or you can turn that off and you can do them singular if you want. Like, if you
those
want their
face
to be...
Those are not the cheeks I was talking about.
I know. Right. If you want the cheeks to be asymmetrical, you can do that. You can lift up one side of the mouth but not the other and give them kind of an Elvis flair.
Interesting.
Neat.
I was very impressed by it and how the thing with these super, like, minuscule like face changes is how easily it is to get lost. And that's what I like about this one is it's so fluid and very user-friendly. And I was very, very impressed. So I made a couple of characters. The only problem is that the Valkyrie I made looks a little bit too much like an ex-girlfriend of mine, and now she's kind of weird to look at to me, so I might have to delete her and try that.
Or just change the facial features a little bit.
Like, yeah. And I was not thrilled with that, so I'm like, I'm going to redo you later.
Yeah.
No, thank
Phrasing.
You. Literal devil.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you know.
I mean, I know you're not wrong, but still.
Sorry, you done with your video game?
But yeah, so I'll probably be playing it tonight. Awesome. Blake said he was going to pick it up too, so we might cruise through that. Some guest passes if you guys want to try it out. Give her a whirl.
Yeah, maybe. I was going to just say that for my nerd grab, it's not really a nerd grab, but I gave myself an early birthday gift and I started my nerdy tattoo thing.
Yeah.
Collage that I'm going to do on my arm. Started with a snake eye symbol and a little it's a Calico Jack.
Pirate flag. Looking dude.
Yeah, I was thinking Jolly Rogers, but it's Jolly a Calico Roger. Jack, like his little skull with the swords, which is different than an actual Jolly Rogers, a skull with two crossbones. Anyways, I'm being very specific about my pirate flags. Anyways.
Super serious, you guys.
Right.
Super
serious. But it kind of represents the whole, I mean, they all represent different things. Like the Snake Eyes is obviously G.I. Joe, and all my love for G.I. Joe, and that was the first cartoon, and my martial arts background, et cetera, et cetera. The Calico Jack, obviously, for the, you know, the Renfest, the same symbol I have on my belt for Renfest, the whole pirate thing, dressing as a pirate as we usually do, but fast, sort of. I don't know.
I would definitely qualify that as a nerd grab of the week.
Right. Yeah. And and Goonies, of course.
Of course.
Love Goonies.
God, yes.
And then my Zert number, which is why 630. So it's made it to look like a rubber stamp on my arm. So it looks.
And it does. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Done by our favorite artist, Luke.
Yeah.
My favorite artist. Captive Elements.
Thank you. And it was something Elements.
Captive Elements, up in Blaine.
I think of it as Luke's Place. I never remember the name of it because I don't think it says it outside.
No.
It just says tattoo. So.
Yeah. There's a sign up above, but in the window it just says
Captive Elements tattoo up in Blaine.
It's in Blaine, yes. Blaine. He did all of our Waffle Clock tattoos.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So.
Very happy about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, nerd grab, nerdy thing.
That's definitely qualifies.
So yeah,
I got nothing.
Rob, nothing.
Sorry.
All right. It's not. I mean,
dick.
Sorry.
Anything else that we need to discuss for this episode? And
I don't think so.
I think we covered a lot.
Yeah, here's my thing. I've got a skedaddle, friends.
Okay.
Well, but then
let's get the fudge out of here.
Yeah, I was just gonna say real quick again. We're on Google Play, and we have an upcoming event, the live broadcast at Diet Comedy 4.
Yes. Laughing. Fearless Comedy Productions is their annual fundraiser. Die Laughing. For what is it?
Laugh and let die.
Laugh and let die? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's just what they called it.
Yeah. Well, because that's what Die Hard 4 was called.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, laugh and let die. So we'll be there April 4th. It's 4:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the morning. It is early, but we will be there. If you can join us, great. It's the Phoenix Theater
in Minneapolis. Yep, it's the old Brave New Workshop.
Yes, and if you go to Geek by Numbers, which we've recently updated.
Yeah.
I know I have plenty of friends who will still be up, so I'm not worried about that.
There will also be a live stream.
There will be. We will do a live broadcast. We'll do a recorded broadcast also.
So we'll be releasing that episode for sure.
Absolutely. Well. Absolutely. And we do, it's for a good cause, 50 hours of comedy thing. It's keep Fearless Comedy Productions up and running
and these are committing. These are folks that do a lot of good comedy and good theater around the Twin Cities, and it's a good cause. They're out there at Fest. They're out in the world.
Always at a lot of the cons.
And a lot of our good friends belong to Fearless Comedy.
Absolutely.
Nate Gerber, yep.
Yep.
And Q-Tip.
Angela,
yes.
Fox, now Olson. I don't remember what her new last name was. She got married, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can also find all this information, geekbynumbers.com. We updated the website. It looks awesome. We have a calendar on there. You can look at all of our upcoming events where we'll be. Hopefully, we're going to get a table at Con in July and so on and so forth. So
might also have a party room at Con in July.
Awesome.
We're still waiting to hear back on a lot of that stuff.
Apparently, we won't until April, keep you updated.
We've got a calendar now on the website, so please go to geekbynumbers.com, see where... Pretty much any of us are going to be performing live or doing something live.
Brand new, beautiful logo.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, new logo.
It's exactly what I wanted.
I know.
You can follow.
It's precisely a better version of the one I saw in my head.
Yeah.
Yep. You can certainly follow all of our other shows and all that other stuff for following us all there. So Digital and Vellum, Late to the Party, The Lair. All that fun stuff, you can find us there.
And, of course, Best Threesome Ever.
So.
Who are they?
So, for Best Threesome Ever, I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
Sponsored by Mind's Eye Comic in Eagan.
Take it away, Sarah.
The views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not directly reflect the views of nerds everywhere.